Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Ladies and gentlemen, we lost one of the greats of our time this weekend, Arnold Palmer, the age of 87. And I want to take the rest of this hour to celebrate the life of Arnold Palmer. And we're going to do it with three people who knew him pretty well. And I was an acquaintance of his. He and I had four or five different types of interactions. But these guys knew him better than I did, and I've asked them to join us. Paul Sarvati is the CEO of Insperity. Paul, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. And John Mahaffey is, many of you know, is a PGA Tour pro, 10-time winner, and PGA tournament winner, and on, and now a commentator for the Golf Channel. John Mahaffey, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. And Jay Meeks, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Jay.
I made it back.
And Jay is Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. Full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. Okay, guys, let me start it off by saying this. Socrates, 2,500 years ago, Socrates said the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be. Is there anyone in your life that you've met that fits that description more than Arnold Palmer, Paul?
You know, that's one of his greatest strengths, was he was so genuine, and it was something you could tell in a matter of moments, because he just really cared about people, and he had a gift of being able to connect with people, and I think it was a powerful part of who he was, and he was able to, to really maximize the benefit of that, not so much for himself, but for the people that he met and interacted with.
And it didn't matter whether you were a big wig or a busboy, did it, Paul?
He didn't differentiate. He really just,
right.
He seemed to just really enjoy the opportunity to meet any person.
Anybody.
And, it really didn't matter.
Jay, your thoughts?
Well, so many stories, Jim, of one time, got a quick punctuation mark on Arnold Palmer's really good. Arnold Palmer is that we were at our, I think you were there, Jim, we had our rebranded the company.
Yeah.
With Minute Maid Park. And my youngest son had a girlfriend, and Arnold was already sitting down and eating. And I said, let's go introduce. And I put my hands on Arnold's shoulders and said, Arnold, don't get up. I want you to meet my, and you know what? He got up and shook her hand and looked her in the eye and talked to her. He's just amazing. Yeah, because that's him. That's who he is, Jim. You can't change him.
I'm sorry. That was an uncontrolled reaction to what you were just saying, Jim. I knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
If you knew him, you knew what he was going to do.
And I've got other stories similar to that too.
In your 20th anniversary, he came and they were going to take pictures with people. And the line got so long that it was after like an hour or so. I remember Hollis Kavner said, we're going to have to take the camera away. He can't be
here. I remember that.
He was going to sit there all night. He was sitting there all night. John, what do you think?
Well, I mean, he was like your favorite uncle, the guy that would tell you like it is. He may not like to know that, but he would. And he was, he put an arm around you and just made you feel special. I don't know that I've ever met anybody quite like Arnold Palmer.
I'm not sure there's ever, the closest person that I can think of, and I'm not even of the celebrities, of the legends, of the icons in the 20th century. The closest I could think of to compare to me to Arnold would have been maybe Ronald Reagan. What do you guys think?
I think that's probably right.
Just a genuine person. You know the stories of how he treated people, and. Paul, you had a pretty close relationship with him, didn't you?
I did. It was a, you know, just a tremendous blessing in my life. I would have never, you know, dreamt in a million years that, you know, as we developed our company, that, you know, we could eventually have Arnold Palmer as our company spokesperson. I mean, that was just, it wasn't a dream come true because we never thought that that could happen.
But it started, you know, with a tournament, that, didn't it? With wanting you to do the golf tournament. And then
right.
he almost adopted you, didn't he?
Well, I'll tell you, we had a time, if you'll remember back, there was a time shortly after the Enron crisis
right,
and all the
right.
negativity about business people and CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we support small and mid-sized companies. And so we had a campaign we wanted to run that said, you know, small business is good for America.
Paul, hold on to that thought. I've
sure.
got to take a quick
yeah.
break. A talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. We're going to be right back, folks, with Paul Sarvadi, Jay Minks, and John Mahaffey. We're celebrating the life of Arnold Palmer. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.